We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, now we successfully broke down Calvin Johnson's comments.
Sure, we did.
The dialect, what he may have been inferring, whether or not it actually broke your heart, irritated you, whatever it might be here in Detroit. We have a lot of ticket text that we can still get to at 97136.
Oh, sure. Yep.
The Bogan Wojo Show, of course, here with you on 97.1 The Ticket. We'll read those in just a second. And again, you hear Calvin's comments. He basically says if he could have played for a winner, if he felt like they had a chance at a Super Bowl, he'd still be out there playing in the NFL. Fair to say that? Or are those comments a little bit foul at this point? 248-539-9797. Now, Woj, I actually have to read something here. And I just
really?
Saw this just a second
out
ago.
Loud?
Now, we're going to transition. Do you want me to do it quietly?
Yeah, no, I don't prefer out loud if you're going to read it, to be
okay.
honest.
I don't know if this is legit. I don't know who this guy is. He writes for, he's a senior NBA writer for Basketball Insiders, freelancer for the Associated Press as well. So it does seem like he's legit. He's also got almost 20,000 followers on Twitter, okay?
Okay.
And he has a verified account. He just sent out the following tweet. Sources: Pistons and Pelicans have discussed a potential trade of Reggie Jackson for Etuan Moore and Alexis Ajinka. Now, Etuan Moore out of Purdue, obviously, good player. Not a good NBA player, though.
Yeah, that's...
And I don't even know, I'll be honest with you, I'm a big basketball guy. I don't even know who Alexis Ajinka is. I would have to go look up his... stuff.
So wait,
on basketball
sources
reference.
Said they're discussing, or
sources said, were you not listening? Gosh, I should have just read it to myself. They have discussed a trade involving those three players.
Okay, I wonder if that was discussed before, though, they picked up Avery Bradley.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here.
It does seem as though that, you know, the Pistons are pretty much on board with just doing what ends up being the, you know, being best at that time. Ajinka's a 7'2 center, by the way. Play for the Pelicans. Yeah, not exactly.
Well, as Van Gundy
name.
Said yesterday, he said, and I don't totally buy this, but he said, we're completely fine going forward with KCP, and we're going to do anything until Avery Bradley became available. So maybe they were, but again, I don't completely buy that because I think they were probably poking around. They didn't want to pay KCP the money. I don't know how this would be all of a sudden. Plan changer.
Well, it would literally just be, Reggie, you're a headache. This trade didn't work out. And it would just be trying to get him out of town. That's the vibe I would get if they're having a conversation like this.
Do you have Etuan or Etuan Moore's numbers
Moore.
In front of you by chance?
I mean, is
that asking too much?
Let me
Listen,
see
when
here.
Jamie sat in that chair over there, he was such a fast fact checker.
Who's this Jamie Felt?
The big headed kid.
Mean he's on the Stoney and Heather show, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure, he does. He does the news for them in the morning.
Oh, okay. That's a big segment for him.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering when he was going to catch a break and get away from you. Etuan Moore last year with the Pelicans played in 73 games. He averaged 9.6 points per game, 2.2 assists. That's pretty good. Shot 77% from the free throw line, 51% from the field, 37% from three, which is actually better than KCP as well.
51% from the field?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's pretty good.
But he's not. I mean, let's be honest. He's more of an undersized shooting guard. I guess he could be a combo guard if you really want to add that to it, but... If that's the case, and if this is something that's actually legit, and I know Stan Van Gundy hates it when reports like this come out, because we have conversations about everyone, is what he loves to say. But if you're even entertaining that idea, and those are the only three names involved, clearly they're just trying to dump Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, no,
right?
If that's... And again, I'm sure they hate that if they had discussed it, that it gets out, because Now Reggie Jackson's going to call up, Stan, man, what's going
on? Actually, he might do what Andre Drummond did and just fly to Detroit. Just, we need to meet right now.
I hope that that's not still in the works. That was something maybe was discussed
before. Why would you hope that it's not? Because to me, you get rid of that
like
contract.
I still like Reggie Jackson.
Look, I'm not saying that he's a massive cancer. He's the reason why none of this has worked, but... If Stan Van Gundy feels that way,
are you putting on your little tanker outfit again?
No,
already?
But look,
that would
I
be
think
little
tankerish. Hey, we have heard rumors for a while. Don't you dare paint me and push me in a little corner there. So I gotta be Tanker Junior over here. No, I'm not saying that. But the reports have been, and I wholeheartedly believe this, that the Pistons are trying to still move Reggie Jackson and Andre Drummond.
Okay, maybe it's just somebody good. How about that?
Maybe, but I also think that. If they can just find a tanker, I don't think
a tanker. What did you say? If they can just find a tanker, I think we just found one sitting across from me.
I'm wearing a Pistons shirt right now, for heaven's sake. No, I'm just saying if you can unload the contract, you find somebody that can take it, and you can get an average to above average combo guard in return, wouldn't you do it?
And Avery Bradley's your point guard or Ish Smith or
maybe. For the time being, I mean, again, I don't think you're not winning anything this year, next year, the year after that. But if you want to get rid of the contract and you want to still shop Andre Drummond, isn't this something you kind of have to do?
So this goes back to my argument with the whole tearing down of the Tigers and Fulmer. At some point, you've got to have something to build around. At some point, you've got to believe in something
on
your roster, right?
Luke Kennard and Henry Ellenson,
and
right?
Avery Bradley.
Yeah, exactly.
And
Tobias Harris.
And I get the annoyance with Drummond and Reggie Jackson. But Reggie Jackson, if I'm going to buy in at least a little bit that the knee was a significant factor, I am going to buy that a little bit.
I have
last
two.
Year yeah. before I decide to dump him.
Well, look, first of all, I think that what they're going to do, what the most obvious thing is, they're just going to bring him back. And they're going to bring everyone back as it's currently constructed and see if it was just the knee. And hope that Reggie Jackson plays well so his trade value increases. Same with Andre Drummond. But if they can find somebody, a taker, this offseason, I think they'd be willing to part
ways
with
somebody on the line likes it, so we go to them. But first, I got to read the ticket text from our buddy.
Hear more about the other guy.
Yeah, our buddy Yanks27. Oh. It's not Little Tanker, it's Baby Tanker. Baby
Corey
Tanker.
Corey and Troy, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Save us, please. What's up, Corey?
Hey, that trade offer, if it's an offer or what, sounds killer. I mean, you're getting a 7'2" center that can hit the mid-range shot, and you're getting a run-and-gun kind of guy and more who can maybe can hit you a couple threes a night. That deal not already being done, considering it ditched at least $11 to $12 million off your cap, that deal not already being done means to me it's probably not going to get done because that would be a crazy deal if they could pull it off. I'll take your comments off the air.
Yeah.
What do we know about the 7-footer? Yeah. Have you decided to look that up or do I have to wait again for Jamie to call in with him?
I have his numbers right here. Jamie's very busy getting ready for the news segment tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
He has not averaged more than 6.5 points a game in his entire career. He's been in the league for 8-9 years now, 9 seasons, although he didn't play in 2011 or 2012, which is very odd.
What's he shoot? Like, does he have, can you tell?
51% from the field last year. He did not attempt, I think he attempted 1 3-pointer. So clearly that was probably like a half court shot or something.
Yeah.
I would have to try and look at his shot chart though. I can't see where he actually extends to, from a range standpoint, but 5.3 points and 4.5 rebounds a game, 50% from the field, 72% from the free throw line. In 39 games last year for the Pelicans.
And what's his name again?
I feel like Alexis Ajinka.
Okay.
Alexi. The S is, it's silent.
Okay.
So Alexi Ajinka.
Okay. Well, it's funny.
I'm a basketball guy. I have no idea.
I don't either. Ticket text 97136. Yes, yes, yes. 1,000 times yes. I'll go to Reggie Jackson's house and pack his bags myself. Next one. No Woj during the season. Bogey was all on board the tank tugboat. Now he's a supporter of the rebuild with Larry Kennard. You didn't accidentally call him Larry one time, did you? Is that what that joke is about?
I don't think so. Maybe I did. I'm not sure. Eric Kennard. By the way, talking about being a smartass, or if we can get an emoji on the ticket text if you're being sarcastic,
yeah.
I feel like that previous caller, Corey, was being a little sarcastic. I mean, come on. Does anyone really know who Alexei Azintza is?
No.
Or think that it's a great deal? I don't think it's a great deal. But
I thought
he was
being sincere because he said you get $11 million off the K. He had it all figured out.
But if you're just trying to dump salary, maybe. But he made it sound like Etuan Moore and this Azintza are studs.
You'd be surprised, Bogey. You might not know this. There's this whole community of basketball nerds out there that know these type of things, know the analytics of these unnamed players that we don't know about. I think he emerged from that community to visit us on this radio program.
Well, we appreciate the call either way. 248-539-9797. Just interesting. A report out there we just saw. Reggie Jackson, at least apparently discussed, according to a report, a trade with the Pelicans that would net the Pistons Etuan Moore and Alexei Azintza.
And the unibrow.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's not part of it. Okay.
Oh, and by the way, I'm just seeing another report. Michael Fulmer and Aaron Judge have been discussed in a straight-up deal.
Oh!
Man, that would be great.
We can say I brought it up on the Valeni show, so it has been discussed.
Wow. Do you think that's the reason why Mike would potentially like go to New York and like, you know, just try and kidnap Aaron Judge and make sure he's not going anywhere?
Yes.
I think he would show up at his house and force him into his vehicle.
I tried to convince Mike when he was trying to say, you know, go ahead and shop Fulmer and shop at him. I tried to see how much his heart really was in it. All right, we'll give you Fulmer for Aaron Judge.
I don't think he would allow that.
He did not nibble on that one. No siree.
97 won the ticket. Woo!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.